Raccoon and get data you can use that's affordable for small businesses. Visit researchraccoon.com to learn more.
And good Saturday morning, Carlos. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias,
buenos
señor.
Buenos dias, amigo. We've got an exciting travel show planned for you today. We're going to be exploring Egypt and the secrets of the Nile. And if you talk nice to me, I'll tell you about the time I was on my hands and knees crawling in the antechamber of the Great Pyramid of Giza. What will post-pandemic travel look like? We're headed to Rome, and new COVID tests are now being offered by airlines at the airport. Why is Alaska the hottest destination right now, and I don't think it's global warming? And why is Mexico the number one international place that people want to go? And an exciting report, John, passports have been held up for months. And if it was a no-go, we're going to get an update, a status report on passport applications. Well, all this and more, your questions, your involvement here on today's travel show. And, you know, we've missed you. It's been a week since we've been able to get together in the travel show family. The best part of the show is you and your questions, your comments. Give us a call with your whatever you want to share with us, and especially ask Carlos a question. He's feeling left out because people aren't asking him South America questions. This man is a walking Google on all things Latin America. 888-570-8010. No, that's 888-570-8010. Well, you know, guys, oh, by the way, should I introduce myself?
Oh, everybody knows who you are.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. Here is your host, joined by two of the travel experts from Columbus Travel, who sponsors the travel show every Saturday, John Potter and Carlos Fita. Now, guys, I was reading an ASTA survey. ASTA is the American Society of Travel Advisors. It's the trade organization for travel agencies and tour companies. They did a 2020 study, looking at 2020, they call Back to Normal Barometer Study. It was an in-depth survey measuring public opinion and confidence in travel. How do people feel about coming back? Now, here was an interesting question, and we're going to play Stump the Dummy. All right, I want you to give me your answer, and we'll compare that to what Americans across the country said. Here was the question. One of many questions. If the pandemic suddenly ended tomorrow, what is one large discretionary purchase you would make? John.
Travel.
Carlos.
Travel.
Larry. A BMW. No, a travel. No, that was it. The number one response is if I knew I could go, I knew it was safe, I want to get out of Dodge, I want to get out right now. The other thing that was very interesting about this ASTA survey is it indicated that not only are travelers thinking and dreaming about travel, they're actively booking travel for 2021, mostly. You get some. We're seeing trends coming back for late fall and this winter, aren't we, John?
We are, yes.
And where are people looking at, say, late fall, the fourth quarter, first quarter?
I've been doing most of mostly Disney World and Mexico.
Surprise, surprise.
And then a lot of cruises as well.
Yeah.
All right. I am working on 2022, Larry.
For South America.
For South America.
You're working.
Yes.
I come back to your office and I just see you talking to everybody.
Well, that's right.
That's your working. You know, yeah, that's right. And only you and I can understand that.
Yes.
So with this question, John, we're seeing this pent-up demand for people wanting to travel. We're seeing the bookings at Columbus Travel are very strong for 2021. And as you said, Carlos, even 2022, people feel good about that, particularly, I think, with a refundable deposit as opposed to a non-refundable. Right. That's one of the questions for cruises. Now, I personally think that if I were to get on a cruise ship today, an airline today, or a good hotel, I feel it is cleaner and healthy and safer than it was pre-pandemic.
Oh, I agree completely.
And cheaper.
Oh, yes, and the prices have gone down. So that's the big question, John. Let's talk about cruising, for example. I miss cruising.
Oh, I
pack
too.
And unpack once. I get to visit exciting ports of call. And I just kind of put up my rollaway bed in the buffet and say, feed me. It's Larry's afternoon feeding time.
I'm supposed to be getting off a cruise ship right now. Obviously, that
Where?
Didn't
Where
happen.
Where was that?
I was supposed to be in Seattle ending an Alaska cruise today.
Oh, that's right. That's
yes.
right. In fact, you'll be doing an Alaska cruise September of next year. I'll be leading one in June. Let's talk about cruising for just a moment. What take... two of my favorites, Royal Caribbean and, say, Norwegian. We talked about Princess a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What are Royal Caribbean Cruise International and Norwegian Cruise Line, what are they doing for health and safety? Because that's the big question.
Yeah, it is. They actually put together a joint effort, had several people on a panel. One of them was Michael Leavitt, who was our former governor and head of the health department for the country. And they sent their recommendations over to the CDC last Monday. So they're just waiting for approval, and then they can start sailing. But they're looking at it as the ship needs to be a safe bubble. We've all followed the NBA in Florida doing their safe bubble so they can play. The ship is going to be a safe bubble. They are monitoring the capacity. It's not going to sail full. And then as things improve, they might increase that. They are going to require masks on the inside areas. You will not need to wear them on the outside decks as long as you're social distancing. And the areas they're looking at is testing, screening, and exposure. Everybody is going to be tested as they get on the ship, every time they get on the ship. So if they're off on an excursion, they're tested. Employees are going to be tested twice a day to make sure they aren't having it. Because if they keep the employees safe, that's less likely to transmit to the guests. They're looking at sanitation and ventilation. The whole ventilation system through the entire ship is going to have HEPA filters.
Yeah, it's not going to recirculate the same air out of somebody's room next door. Mm-hmm. And they're no, it's not going to happen.
Yes,
it's going to be fresh air.
Yep, they've come up with the response and contingency plans. If something happens and there is an exposure, how to quickly take care of it. And they made it clear that what happened with the two Princess ships early in March is not going to happen. They are not going to have massive quarantines. We've learned a lot since March.
No more Yokohama Harbor.
Exactly.
By the way, I've been to Yokohama Harbor many times.
Was it good?
I love Japan. You don't see a lot of tourists going to Japan. One of them is kind of a pricey destination, but not so much anymore. I absolutely flat out love Japan. In fact, one of my first loves... I fell in love in Japan. Did I ever tell you that story?
With whom?
Her name was Gyoza. Yeah, I'll tell you about that later on.
Yeah, does Kathy know about this?
Yes.
And then finally, they're looking at destination and excursion planning. They're also going to have controlled excursions there. They are working with the health departments of every country and port they go into.
You know, in short, John, it sounds like this is really going to be a safe environment. And that's where I get back to. I think the cruise industry, when it comes back, and I think we're realistically looking at quarter one or quarter two of next year.
I think we'll have some by December.
I hope so. I really hope so. You know, they're sailing in other parts of the world, and they're not having these outbreaks because of these measures that are being taken.
Yeah.
Now, once we get back to sailing, we have to decide if size matters. You know, you have large cruise ships, medium cruise ships, and coming out, it's been pushed from 2021 to 2022.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest cruise ship in the world is Royal Caribbean. We were just talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder of the Seas, 130,000 gross tons. I mean, that is huge. And catch this. Catch this. 18 decks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, I remember in the old days when at the back of the ship there was a driving range and you would knock golf balls out into the ocean. It was so much fun, but the environmentalists and PETA went nutso because I guess they didn't want golf balls in the ocean. But that used to, I've been skeet shooting on the back of a cruise ship.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun, too. Anyway, 5,500 guests, double occupancy, over 6,000 if you get into third and fourth, 2,200 crew members. You're talking 8,000 to 9,000 people. This show is carried by radio station KOAL in Price, Utah.
Yes.
The population is 8,233. The ship capacity is bigger than Price, Utah.
Wow.
Hey, I want to have a discussion later on during the show about the advantages or disadvantages of a large ship, a medium ship, which is like 2,500. Large ship is 5,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Or the small ships, about 1,000. When we come back, and we're going to be headed to both Tahiti and South America next on The Travel Show.
I'm talking with Jake from RoofTech. Jake, we live in an area that was hit real hard by this recent storm. The question that a lot of people have on their minds right now, and me included, Jake, is when do I contact the insurance company or when do I just get it repaired? What advice do you offer, Jake?
The advice I would give any homeowner, first of all, is to get the roof inspected so that we can really survey and understand an estimate of what the damage might be. And just know that 95% of the insurance companies and adjusters, they're there to help you. They want to protect you. They do a great job. We work with so many of them, and they're such great people, and they do such a great job taking care of homeowners. Obviously, we want to help you understand how much is your deductible and what's covered and what isn't. And the most important thing is, rather than choosing the first guy who knocks on your door, call experts who understand the intricacies. Give us a call and give us a chance to just get out there and give you the best advice we can.
They are the roofing experts. We're talking about RoofTech. Reach out to them today. Just dial #250 and say RoofTech, #250 RoofTech, or online at RoofTech.com.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D. Like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading. But instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com.
Got it. Let your voice be heard.
I don't even know what to say what's happening in our country anymore.
On Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS, you're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
And welcome back to The Travel Show. We have the most exciting program planned today. Particularly in the next segment, we'll be headed to Egypt, a special guest calling in. We'd love to have you join us here on The Travel Show. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. I'm Larry Gelwix, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, who prefers to be called Pluto, and Carlos, who prefers to be called Carlos. All right.
Thank you.
We were talking about cruising, and John, this is what I can't figure out. Why not put down, everybody wants to hit the seven seas again, why mm-hmm. not put down a refundable deposit while the prices are at record lows?
They should, and a lot of people are doing that. So yes, absolutely, that's a great idea.
Now, one of the absolute most incredible cruises is being done again. I did it in 2016. That was the last time it was done. It's a one time only, repositioning a ship. And now they're doing it again. This is a 15-day Hawaii to Tahiti cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several lessons to be learned here. First of all, folks, it's April 1st to the 15th with Norwegian Cruise Lines. That is a refundable deposit.
It is, yes.
And right now they're giving away the store with free dining, free drinks, free Wi-Fi, free shore excursions credit. The best part of it is the airfare, John. This is from... Let's take a look at Salt Lake and Las Vegas, where mm-hmm. our listeners will be flying from. It's the flight to Honolulu, and you actually go a couple days early for a very small fee,
yeah.
and then all the way home from Tahiti 15 days later mm-hmm. to either, say, Salt Lake or Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
What is the airfare to Salt Lake?
$449 per person.
Okay, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane. $449 Salt Lake to Honolulu, mm-hmm. Tahiti, Papeete, all the way back home to Salt Lake, out of Las Vegas?
$349
Even
person.
Better. This is a great itinerary, folks. It's visiting Oahu, Maui, 2 days in Kauai, 2 days on the Big Island, both Hilo and Maui. I love out there, Kona and Hilo. I love going out to Hilo. It's a throwback to what I think Hawaii must have been 60, 70 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And it's the Volcano National Park.
Yes.
And then, of course, to Maui. We spend a day there. Then out into the vast reaches of the South Pacific, crossing the equator to some of the most remote islands in the world, the Marquesas. Nuku'hiva. If you come into my office, you'll see this beautiful hand-carved statue right by my door from the island of Nuku'hiva. And then on to the Tuamotu Archipelago of Islands, the Society Islands, Moorea, Bora Bora, and Tahiti. 15 days. Now, there's a lesson here that I call snooze and you lose.
Yep.
The rates right now start at $22.99. That's for an inside. What is a ocean view? That's like a porthole or picture mm-hmm. window.
$24.99.
And I'll tell you that you're looking at over $5,000 for a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
When this started, the balconies were about $2,500. Everything has doubled in price, and yet it's a refundable deposit.
It is.
And I'll tell you this. You think, well, $24.99, that's so much. It's 15 days. You cut that in half, compare it to an Alaska cruise for an ocean view,
mm-hmm.
it's right there.
It is. Yeah.
So anyway, you can call the travel experts at Columbus Travel and get all the details on that. Let's turn our attention going east from the South Pacific and the descendants of Haygoth to South America. Carlos, you and I have traveled South America together, and there is no one in the world that knows more than Carlos Fita. He's been recognized by, what, governments, Travel and Leisure Magazine, Condé Nast, as one of the top five individual travel experts on South America in the entire country. So let me put a question to you. You have that tour going to... that includes Peru and Machu Picchu, the Galapagos Islands and Ecuador. I want to focus something that, you know, Machu Picchu gets a lot of attention, and it's wonderful. We're going to talk about that. But one of my favorite visits that you and I've done together is the Sacred Valley. It's the Sacred Valley of the Incas. It's near Cusco. Why is it called the Sacred Valley?
Well, there are several theories about that, and one of them is the valley is, there is a river that goes all the way from the valley continuing to Machu Picchu. That river tempers the temperature when it's very cold in the winter, and they can plant two and sometimes three crops a year. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is this valley was owned by the Inca, by the emperor, not by the nation itself. So
it was sacred to the emperor.
It was sacred to the emperor. So that's true. That's how the valley is called.
There in the Sacred Valley, you have the Indian village of Pisac, which has one of the best indigenous markets in all of Peru.
What a shopping place.
Oh, my goodness. And then you have a fortress, Ollantaytambo.
Ollantaytambo, yes.
That's what I said.
Larry.
That's what I said.
Larry, I told you practice this week, and you didn't do it.
I didn't. Tell us about the fortress.
The fortress is amazing. You know, it controls the entrance to the valley, and it goes very high on top of the mountain. It's just sitting by the side of the mountain, and you can climb to the top. You know, it's a beautiful ruin. You can climb to the top and have a view of the whole Valley of the Incas.
There's a peace and a calm there. Now, something that you and I have a passion for, we've talked about Machu Picchu in the past. But Aguascalientes.
The little town of Aguascalientes. What a jewel of a place.
It's right there at the base of Machu Picchu, and you overnight there. Most people come in on the train, and you have to take switchbacks. Buses can't get up to Machu Picchu. You take vans. But you overnight on your tours, and this town, this village is so amazing because the Andes Mountains explode. Why Aguas, water, Calientes, hot, what's the name mean?
Hot springs. There is a hot spring. There is a huge pool that the people go and they have their...
Now, another favorite site we're going to talk about later in the show is Sacsayhuaman. And no, I'm not talking dirty. It's with that. Hey, listen, we are headed to Egypt and the wonders of the Nile, the secrets of the pharaohs here on The Travel Show, right on the next segment. Do stay tuned.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra-mega back-to-school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra-high-quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy! Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at
hated by Trump in 2018.
Republicans in the GOP-led Senate plan to move quickly to confirm Trump's pick. I'm Lisa Taylor.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
And welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru here, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. You can talk to Columbus Travel. You can walk in the doors Monday through Friday, 9 to, is it 5, John?
9 to 5,
and we do practice social distancing and the mask and all of that. Or give them a call at 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328. Now, guys, we're going to now move from South America to one of my favorite, the most intriguing destinations in the world, and that's Egypt and the secrets and mysteries of the Nile. I'd like to welcome a special guest with us today, Todd Ney, product manager for Egypt with AMA Waterways. Todd, welcome to The Travel Show.
Hi, Larry. It's good to talk to you.
You know, Todd, there is a mystery about Egypt, something mysterious, exotic, almost forbidden. What is it? I mean, you do all of the product manager for Egypt. You put the tours together. AMA Waterways, which is my favorite river cruise company in the world, does an unbelievable Nile River cruise. So what is it, Todd, that is the whole, the intrigue, even the fascination that we have with Egypt?
You know, it's almost like it's something that we've grown up with, you know. It's the mystery of the pyramids. As kids, we saw the pyramids. We saw Cleopatra. We saw, you know, the kings and the queens, what they called litters or portable couches and stuff being carried. It's something that's ingrained with us that we've just grown up with, and we've always imagined this is a place that we need to see. You think about it, King Tut. We hear all about King Tut. King Tut, he became the king of Egypt at the age of 9. He died at the age of 19, but think about it. At the age of 9, he became the king. Just a fascination with the whole society, civilization of ancient Egypt.
You know, you and I have been talking about a Egypt river cruise associated with a land tour also. I'll be hosting a spring of 2020, most likely in March. I'm working that out now with AMA Waterways, but it's most likely it'll be mid-March of 2022. I mean, that's a year and a half away. It'll be a Nile River cruise and land tour of Egypt. And We're planning a fascinating and informative free Egypt webinar next week. October the 1st, that's Thursday at 7 o'clock. Now, the webinar is free, but registration is required. And you can register for our Egypt webinar at the Columbus Travel website, columbusvacations.com. And then just scroll down a little bit, and on the left-hand side is the free Egypt webinar seminar registration. That's Thursday, October the 1st. Now, AMA Waterways, I've already told you, is my favorite river cruise company, operates, I mean, an incredible, almost one-of-a-kind Egypt experience, including a land tour with the Nile cruise. And the tours are included in each port. In brief, what is the customer experience that one can expect with an AMA Waterways, coming with me in March of 2022, the Egypt cruise and tour?
Basically, Larry, it's all about personal service, small groups, interaction with the locals. If you think about it, our ship holds 68 guests, but we split our groups up into 20 to 23 guests. And each group is assigned their own Egyptologist. And these are accredited, university-educated Egyptologists. And they'll travel with you from the beginning of the trip onto the cruise and back to Cairo. Their interaction with the locals, it's that personal connection that we always have. And on the walking tours of the temples, they take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. We'll always have headsets for the guests so they can hear exactly what the Egyptologists are talking about.
You know, you mentioned about the quality of the accommodations. I know on the land tour down in Cairo, it's scheduled to stay at the Four Seasons, and that doesn't get any better. The Amadalia, your cruise ship, is a deluxe five-star over-the-top experience. Now, I've traveled to Egypt many times, Todd, and I look forward to returning. The AMA Waterways itinerary is different. Now, we can expect to see the usual sites, the Great Pyramids, the Sphinx, the Egyptian Museum, the temples of Luxor and Karnak, but on our tour, the one that I'm taking in March of 2022, we're going to go to places literally that few people ever go. We're going to venture into really unexpected areas. And you and I have talked about this as we've planned out this itinerary. Todd, what are some of those unique visits that most people, when they go to Egypt, never see?
The first one I'd like to talk about, and this is really special to me, is the tomb of Queen Nefertari. She was the first wife of King Ramses. She lived till the age of about 45. She was educated. She could write. And she was considered one of the most beautiful queens in all of Egypt. Her tomb really had no access up until the 1980s when they kind of started filling around and going in there. Very few people get to see this tomb. And why do they not get to see it? Because of the cost. It costs us just $125 per person just to get into this tomb.
And once by the way, Todd, that's all included. That's not an extra cost on my tour. That's included.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry, yeah. And what makes this tomb so special, so colorful, you go in there, and Queen Nefertari died many, many years before King Ramses. He went into the tomb, and he wrote poems and poetry to Queen Nefertari. It's just something that few people get to see. It'll stay with you for the rest of your life.
Go ahead.
Yes, another place that we're going to visit is a Nubian village. And who were the Nubians? Well, they were the first settlers in Egypt. They came from the central Sahara around 8,000 BC, 4,000 years before the Egyptians eventually settled in. They live on the islands of the Nile. Their villages are incredibly colorful, bright color homes. Carvings, drawings on their homes that tell the history of their family. And we're going to visit one of these villages. We'll tour the village, we'll visit their little market, but we'll take it one step farther where we'll have lunch with the Nubians.
You know, that's a very interesting aspect of this tour. Most tours to Egypt ignore the Nubians, indigenous people to this area, and early inhabitants of the Nile Valley. But the few tours, they may run into the market and run out, but we're going to have a people-to-people exchange where I think we're having, as you said, lunch with them. Now, one of the highlights of Egypt, and I say to people, Todd, if you haven't seen Luxor, you haven't seen Egypt. Talk to me about the experience of Luxor and Karnak and what we can expect.
Luxor is it's an Arabic word meaning fortress, and of course, this is where a lot of the temples are. Karnak itself, the temple that's over 2,000 years old, it's considered the largest temple, covers about 250 acres in Luxor. On the Amma experience, it is a city of about 150,000 people. When we're in Luxor, we have our own private dock. So we're not crowded around with other ships on the Nile and so on. It's just an incredible experience. We also visit a place called the Hathor Temple. It's considered one of the best preserved temples in all of Egypt. Bright walls, paintings. You see a lot of influence from Roman and Greek, from the Greek and Roman. And the temple, what makes it really unusual is it's full of sacred pools. It's a wonderful place to visit. And then there's the Abydos Temple. And what makes this very special, if you think about the Muslims and they do the pilgrimage to Mecca, this Abydos Temple, this is where the Egyptians did their annual pilgrimage.
Now, you were talking about the Temple of Hathor, which is in Dendera. One of the unique things about that temple, as you well know, Todd, is the roof is original. And you just don't find that at other temples in Egypt. And going back to Luxor, you know, there's a lot. We'll be visiting temples and monuments. One of the interesting is the Temple of Hatshepsut. That has a particular interest to a lot of people here in the Intermountain area. It was in the early 1830s, Antonio Lobolo, who was an Italian military officer, was in this area and went to what's now known as Pit Tomb 33 at the Temple of Hatshepsut, and retrieve some scrolls purported to be from Abraham. It's known as the Book of Abraham or the Scrolls of Abraham. Though he then sold those to a man by the name of Michael Chandler, who then took them to Joseph Smith, and the rest is history in LDS faith. But we can actually see that tomb, Pit Tomb 33, for those who have an interest in that. Obviously, there's so many temples and things to see. Now, we're talking to Todd Ney, product manager for Egypt, Amma Waterways, about the Amma Waterways Nile River Cruise and a Egypt land tour. And I'll be taking a group of Travel Show listeners in March of 2022. Plenty of time to get past the pandemic, plenty of time to stay safe. Now, one of the optional tours, you have tours included at every port, of course, but there is an optional tour to the temple complex and twin temples of Abu Simbel. Why is Abu Simbel so important?
Wow, I tell you, the first time I ever saw Abu Simbel, I was just totally amazed. It's a massive temple. It was built out of the rocks along the Nile River, and it stayed in this area. It actually was kind of abandoned, and, you know, they didn't find it again until the 1860s. It was built way back in around 150 BC, and it was a dedication to King Ramses and his wife Nefertari. And what happened, they built the high dam in the Nile in the late 50s, 1960s, and the lake behind it, Lake Nasser, it was going to fill up and cover Abu Simbel. So what the government did was take the temple apart piece by piece by piece, move it up the hill about 600 feet, and rebuild it again. It's just a massive temple where when the sun rises on February 22nd and October 22nd of each year, as it comes over the horizon, the first rays will shine through the first doorway of the temple and come out the opposite end.
Oh, this is good. I'm sorry, go ahead and finish. We've got about 30 seconds.
Sure. It's a temple that few guests get to see, and we sell it as an optional, but we pre-sell it before you go, so you're guaranteed to see the temple, because it's a kind of like a it's limited capacity because you have to fly to this temple.
Now, I shared our land and Nile River cruise itinerary with Dan Hone, who's a friend of mine, university professor and Middle East expert. He flat out said, and he takes tours to there all the time, the best itinerary that he's ever seen. Well, I'll be talking more about Egypt later in the show and why I love Amma Waterways, the best river cruise company. We've been talking to Todd Ney, product manager for Egypt, Amma Waterways. Todd, thank you for joining us on the Travel
Thank
Show.
You, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 801-935-8738, 801-935-8738, 801-935-8738.
Your business is getting back to business, but things are a little different than 6 months ago. What does that mean for your customers? And when things are constantly changing, how do you know you're making the right decisions? What you need is Research Raccoon. Research Raccoon is the easy way to learn about your customers, and it's affordable for businesses of all sizes. Here's how it works. Ask a question, and Research Raccoon polls a U.S.-based group of people to find out what they think. No having to define an audience or waiting weeks for results, just data to make smarter decisions. Think of it like a gut check for your plan to re-enter the market. That way, your first move is your best move. So before you reopen your store, reach out to your customers, or introduce yourself to a new audience, talk to Research Raccoon and get data you can use for less than you'd think. Visit researchraccoon.com to learn more. And
Tech a call is real easy to do. Just dial #250, say RoofTech, #250 RoofTech, or online at RoofTech.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen, and you'll know.
KUTV, where I appear every Monday afternoon. Or the website. Yeah. But you know what it is.
Not yet. You won't even tell me, Larry.
Well, this one is off the charts. Now, I want to tell you about the number one frequent flyer for United Airlines. His name is Tom Stucker, and he, you know, hitting 1 million miles for a frequent flyer is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
He has already hit it 22 times.
Wow.
In fact, he hit 1 million miles with United Airlines in 9 months in 2019.
Oh, he doesn't stay home, does he?
No, they're giving him special awards like a jacket and a briefcase and all of this. I question the accuracy of Tom Stucker with 22 million miles being the number one frequent flyer, because I had my own candidate that I think is world's number one frequent flyer, a old friend, emphasis on old, of the
Very
Travel
old.
Show. who else? Who am I talking about?
The magical Alan McKay.
Alan, welcome back to the Travel Show.
How are you guys?
You know, I'm getting old and fat, but other than that, I'm doing pretty well. You and I were talking earlier this week about how much you miss the joy of travel.
Before March, my travel map was the world, just like yours, Larry. And since March, my travel map has been from the bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen, and I do that trip about 7 times a day.
Especially at nighttime. There's
ready.
About 6 of those 7 times at night, as Ida May has told
me. I am ready to get up and go and get on a plane. In fact, I had that experience this last week. It was amazing.
Was it magical, Alan?
Amazing.
Alan, was it magical?
You know, It was magical. You talk about the safety of what the cruise lines are doing. I had a little business trip down to LA and another one to San Fran, and I was super impressed with what the airlines are trying to do to make it safe for us. And when the stewardess got up and started talking about the safety features of the plane, I almost started to cry. It was like I was back home, Larry.
I can see that. Home. Now, let me ask you this. You and Ida May have traveled everywhere. It's just a constant go. You and I are both hopeless travel junkies. Would you give me your top three destinations, be it places you've been to or places that you want to go to, for Alan McKay, your top three favorite of all time?
Number one has to be Israel. It is a life-changing experience. Everywhere you step, there's a story, whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, Byzantine, Crusader. There's no place like Israel.
And I want to,
as I was listening...
Excuse me, I want to tell a story. And this was, 2 years ago, where I have a tour group and in the Holy Land, and we go to Ein Gev, which is on the eastern side, kind of a kibbutz resort there on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee. And who do I run into at the buffet other than Alan McKay? And we're both hanging out at the buffet. Okay, go ahead. Israel is number one. We've got about a...
And I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Not a big deal out of it, Larry, but my group was in the new part of the hotel, and your group was in a dump. It's
just that's a horrible thing to say.
You get what you...
That's right, but my group got the buffet food as it came out. You got the leftovers.
That's right.
Okay, Alan, we got 1 minute. 1 minute left. Number two,
Egypt. Egypt. You know, when you're talking about Egypt, I crave Egypt. Egypt
Why?
Is over the top.
Why?
Number one.
Why?
Just the historical part of it, but cultural part of it. I mean, you were talking about going to the Nubian village. There's no place on earth like this, and the monument over the top. Egypt is amazing, and I think I'm going to be joining you next week with your little webinar.
I certainly hope so. We got about 30 seconds, so number three, and then we're going to have to say goodbye.
Number three is Kemmer, Wyoming. You know, it's just an amazing place.
I thought you were going to say Africa. I really thought you were going to say Africa and safari.
South Africa and Peru. There
it
you
is.
Go, Carlos, for you.
We're talking to Alan McKay, dear friend, world traveler. He's pretty good, but Ida May, his wife, is great. Alan, thanks so much for joining us here on The Travel Show. And when we come back, we're headed to Rome and the Mediterranean, how travel will change post-pandemic. Stay tuned for more on The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Columbus Travel and Princess Cruise Lines, with special free giveaways for 2021 Alaska, with free drinks, free Wi-Fi, and free gratuities. Enjoy all the excitement of an Alaska cruise next summer with glaciers galore, whale watching, gourmet dining, and nonstop fun. For the best travel deals on the planet, call Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com.
In a moment, lives can change. A serious injury or illness can create barriers where there were none before. But at the new Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health, progress will not be contained. We are redefining the boundaries of recovery with care that goes further and helps patients.
Safer roads save lives. Learn more at ATSSA.com, a public service from the American Traffic Safety Services Association.
And welcome back to hour number two of The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. We'd love to have you join us here on The Travel Show. Not only your questions, but your experience, your recommendations, your suggestions, what you like to see and do that you can pass on to our Travel Show family. 888-570-8010, that's 888-570-8010, to get us here on The Travel Show. And if you're too shy to come on the air with me, and we'll be gentle with you, Just give your question or comment to our crack producer, Jesus. He'll pass it on to us. Now, we were talking in the last hour, guys, about this pent-up demand. People want to travel. Well, this is how bad it's getting. Well, how good it's getting, I should say. Qantas Airlines, which is the Australian national flag carrier, and a very good airline. Mm-hmm. They have the red tail with the kangaroo on the tail there.
Yes.
They have a flight scheduled October the 10th. So, what, about 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a flight to nowhere. It leaves from Sydney, and it is going to take a low pass over Uluru. Now, let's play Stump the Dummy. Where and what is Uluru?
Isn't that Ayers Rock?
Ayers Rock, that's right. Uluru is the Aboriginal name for Ayers Rock. And a low pass over the Great Barrier Reef. I think they'll be in this big jet about 15 feet above the water.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I would want to be on that flight.
Just don't be a boat out there. You know, I'm a diver myself. I have been scuba diving all over the Great Barrier Reef. I've lived out there as part of the dive experience. It's just going to be beautiful. Anyway, let's play Stump the Dummy now. Now, they're selling out a whole big jet. How long would it? It's sold out. Mm-hmm. How long would it? Did you think it took them to sell out the entire jet with people reservations and paying?
A day.
I'd say 10 minutes.
You got it.
Is that 10?
That's 10 minutes.
I knew it had to be a matter of minutes.
You didn't know the answer
beforehand. I did not know that number.
10 minutes, they sold out that entire flight. Well, one of the questions that we've kind of been talking about casually is, how will travel change post-pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
So just a couple of travel predictions from you guys. How do you think our whole experience is going to be different? Just very, very quickly.
I think what the airlines are doing now of waiving the change fees, I think that'll give people, if they are sick, they're going to stay home instead of travel, where before, if they're going to lose all their money, I'm going no matter how sick I am. So I think that's going to be a big safety matter.
Now, yeah, and of course, at the airport, I think they'll be having health checks, temperatures. Mm-hmm. They're doing that now.
Right.
In Helsinki, Finland airport, I don't know how you train a dog to do this. You know, they have the drug-sniffing dogs.
Yes.
They now have COVID-sniffing dogs. How does that work?
It beats the swab up the nose.
Yes, it does. No. With a sniff along the ankle. I think some other things. There's going to be a lot of interest in outdoors and nature, open spaces. I think we're going to see more people wanting to research destinations and experiences online and then come to the travel experts like Columbus Travel to put it all together. Mm-hmm. We're going to see less crowded places because everything's being restricted and lower prices. Any other thoughts of what we might experience post-pandemic?
Well, I think that this is going to be, you know, everybody says it will be different. And that is true because there will be new destinations open. That means that the people will go to places that are open air. You know, like Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
It's open air. You know, we're in
Clean air down there.
Clean air on top of the mountain. Yeah, 7,900
Yeah,
feet.
I think, too,
yes, it is.
I think the recovery will be uneven. It's not like, boom, one day the whole world is open.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a roll-up, and people are looking. I'll tell you, one of the best sites to see where can I go, where can I travel, is a blog at the Columbus Travel website, columbusvacations.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you see radio/blog. Click, just put your cursor over that little drop-down menu, click on blog, and one of the blogs there is where can I travel? Now, you'll notice that the countries are not listed alphabetically, but they're listed how, John?
By ease of getting in.
Ease of travel and entry requirements. You'll also notice that all countries that are open to U.S. residents are not listed, but kind of the most popular ones. For example, I'm sorry, Albania is open. I'm not saying anything, but we don't list that there. I mean, how many people in your career, John, have you sent to Albania?
I think zero on that one.
Yeah, okay. But it's interesting. The top three, number one is Mexico. And we'll be talking later in this hour about a legitimate triple discount, including a $500 resort credit at an all-inclusive for things that may not be included, like extra things, the spa. Legitimate triple discounts. I'll be leaving for Puerto Vallarta, my first trip since March. And on March 4th, I flew home from Puerto Vallarta. October 7th, I'm flying back to Puerto Vallarta. And I'll be doing the show. Yes, you'll be in studio. I'll be in Puerto Vallarta,
that's
probably
very nice
in the water.
Thank you very, very much.
So, I think travel will roll back. We're going to see a surge in fourth quarter this year and first and second quarter next year for domestic travel.
Yes.
I think international travel is going to start rolling up next year. I think it'll be slower than the domestic.
Yeah.
Travel with it. Anyway, exciting, exciting times. Now, speaking of places to go.
How about, you didn't mention Ecuador, Galapagos Island. We can go. I am going in February.
And last week we talked about that exciting tour.
Yes.
You can get the details of Carlos's Ecuador, Galapagos Islands, and Peru at the Columbus Travel website, columbusvacations.com. Just click on Escorted Tours. And that is a marvelous one. Now, I have a special surprise for Pluto today. He does not know where it is.
He is going to
get very excited because today, what's today's date? The 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, something monumental in your life happened. Something that just will make you tingle all over.
Okay.
Hong Kong Disneyland reopened.
I knew that.
Oh, yeah! Dang
yes.
It!
He's updated every minute of the day.
I know he's lying. I know he's lying to me because I was trying to get a secret. I have never been able to stump John on anything Disney. I thought, I bet he doesn't know about Hong Kong Disneyland.
Yeah.
But Hong Kong as a destination is closed to the world.
Yeah.
It's either only residents of China, as in the PRC, Taiwan, or Macau, are allowed in. So you and I can't go. But
right.
Interesting, what's a one-day pass, say, at Anaheim?
It's about $100.
Okay.
Something like that.
And it's in Hong Kong, converting Hong Kong dollars to U.S., it's about $80.
Mm-hmm.
And kids in Hong Kong are about $60.
Yeah. And this is the second time Hong Kong has opened. They was open and then they closed them down again when the numbers went up. And so,
all right. I'm going to find something you don't know about
so
Disneyland.
So now all the Disney parks are open except Disneyland in California. The original is still closed.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, I'll tell you, we talked about travel coming back. Every year, I take a group to Rome and the Mediterranean.
My favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
My favorite.
And we spend 3 days in the Eternal City, and we see everything, as much as we can see in 3 days. The Colosseum, the Forum, the Trevi Fountain. I take you on a walking tour to Piazza Navona, which is the most famous of the piazzas, and our hotel's very near Piazza Popolo, and then to the Pantheon. And we're within walking distance of the Spanish Steps. We see the Sistine Chapel and St. Peter's Basilica, the Pietà, the famous Michelangelo statue of Mary holding the crucified Jesus. I want to tell you about one of my favorite stops there on this particular tour, and that is Naples. Now, Naples often gets overlooked, but it's the gateway to Sorrento, the Amalfi Coast, the Isle of Capri. And, of course, we visit Pompeii, Mount Vesuvius, 79 AD, kind of buried it.
And you like the pizza.
I love that. Well, what they have, it's where Neapolitan pizza was originated. Did you know that a pizza expert, a pizzolo, is a 2 to 3 year apprenticeship? The dough for the Neapolitan pizza is made the day before. It needs up to 15 hours to rise. The stretching technique is critical. I will walk you from the ship to my favorite pizza. It's a neighborhood family restaurant, very, very small, and they actually let us back into the kitchen. Well, that's in May. I'll tell you more about that. Now, when we come back, We've got a good friend of mine, Barry, a retired Delta customer service rep, going to give us the insider secret of living at the airport here on The Travel Show.
iHeartRadio's new true crime podcast, Paper Ghosts, investigates a decades-long search for four young girls who vanished from their neighboring New England hometowns.
It's like she dropped off the face of the earth. If you tried to say anything to them about her, they didn't like it.
But recently uncovered evidence could change everything.
And I immediately just sat on the floor like somebody just punched me in the gut.
Listen and follow Paper Ghosts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Research Raccoon is the easy and affordable way to get smarter about your customers. Whether you need a new name for your business or launching a new product or don't even know what questions to ask, Research Raccoon can poll U.S.-based customers that day, giving you clean data to help you decide. No matter the size of your business, Research Raccoon gives you the tools to learn at an affordable price. So move with confidence with Research Raccoon. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more. Research Raccoon. Fast results with big data.
I'm talking with Jake from RoofTech right now. Storm damage all over the place. Jake, they're the roofing experts at RoofTech. What exactly should homeowners do when getting their roofs repaired right now, Jake?
So, Rod, I think the most important thing they can do is have a professional who understands roofing and roof damage, and that also understands working with their homeowner's insurance, have a professional come out to inspect the roof. Don't just go out in the yard and look up at the roof and, you know, count up a couple of missing shingles. Really, the most important thing they can do before climbing on a roof, putting themselves at risk or otherwise, just have us out to inspect and see what the damage is, and then we can work with them to on where to go from there.
And you have a team specifically set up to repair roofs. Is that right, Jake?
We do. We've got people who can come out and do repairs. We can do replacement. We can work with their insurance company. So we're good at all those things.
All right. And if you want more information, just
contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
And welcome back to The Travel Show. Sorry for that short technical delay of coming back with you, but this World War II equipment that we had to get the hamsters running on the treadmill a little bit faster to bolster the energy, the electricity here. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, and joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts from Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. You can talk to the experts there at Columbus and Bountiful, right off the I-15 highway, 5th South exit. You can see Columbus at a four-story red brick building right there on the east side of I-15. Give them a call at 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. Now, John and Carlos, I am so excited about our next guest. This interview has been 20 years in the making. I think my first invitation to him was 20 years ago. I'd like to welcome a dear friend and neighbor of mine, Barry Smith, retired customer service representative with Delta Airlines. Barry, welcome to The Travel Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It really was about 20 years ago that you and I started talking about having you come on the air, and it took your retirement from Delta to finally to get you to take the plunge, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now, yes. You are you've had a career in the airline industry with both Western and Delta. How many years have you worked with Western and Delta Airlines, and what jobs have you held?
It's a total of 46 years, 13 years with Western Airlines and then on to Delta Airlines. I started in Honolulu and transferred it to Salt Lake in 1989. For a while I had to commute to Los Angeles, but I was I started out as a ticket agent and then went to the ramp, which is baggage handling and loading and unloading aircraft. And I also worked in air cargo. But the last 12 or 13 years, I've been back in passenger service here in Salt Lake City.
You know, I had a friend of mine. This goes back to the Western Airlines days. He lived in Las Vegas, and he commuted daily to LAX. He lived like 10 minutes from McCarran Airport there in Las Vegas, would jump on the Western Airlines flight, Vegas to LAX. He had no LA traffic, no parking problems, and it was just a short flight down there, and he would leave the house later than some of his colleagues. Well, listen, thank you for joining us. What are your impressions of the new Salt Lake City Airport?
Amazing. It's huge. And that's why I recommend people get there early to get there. But it's amazing when they finally complete all of the both concourses before they do any expansions later on. They're going to have 65 elevators and 31 escalators, and there's just a lot of big numbers.
There really are. You know,
it's amazing.
One of my favorite things go ahead, Barry.
One thing that amazed me, when our neighbor Joel Nelson gave us a tour a couple of weeks ago, you go in the parking garage and they have sensors. And when you drive into that parking garage, if you see a green light, there's an open spot there.
They'll tell you where. And, you know, one other thing, when the airport is fully operational, there'll be 58 restaurants and stores. And they're going to have what they call street pricing. You know, you go to the airport and buy a hot dog, it's like you got to be Warren Buffett to even afford it. And some airports will put a 15 to 20% cap on food. But at the new Salt Lake City Airport, for say Cafe Rio, for example, they're out there at the airport. What you pay in town is what you pay at the airport. Now, with this new airport experience, do you have suggestions to make the visit more efficient when you're going out to the airport, Barry?
I would say leave early, and that's always good advice. Leave early, and if you leave early in the day, if there's a hiccup with cancellations or connections or weather someplace, you have more time to recover and get to your destination in a timely manner. But there is, with all those moving sidewalks and everything, there is a lot more territory to cover to get to your gate sometimes. So
there really
that
is.
Would be the main.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Delta actually has a check-in counter right in the parking lot area. And then, yeah, that's in addition to our main, that's on the second level. That's in addition to our main ticket counter on the third level.
Now, Barry, I don't know where time goes. We only got about 2 minutes left in our segment. A quick question. You've been a customer service representative. What are some of the most common problems and issues that passengers have at check-in?
Showing up late for their flight, their bags being overweight, and just it's a good idea to be prepared, be checked in on your mobile phone or at home, and then come early so that if there are some hiccups and problems, that you don't have a problem.
What issues factor in, and who makes a decision if you're going to hold a plane for late arriving connecting passengers coming in from another city of Salt Lake? Who makes that decision?
Well, that's made in our center, our control center in the tower. We have our own tower, and it's our control center. And it's very few times will they make a delay, perhaps on a late night aircraft, the last one to a city. But the problem is if you have a crew rest problem and you're going to delay another 150 people on the way back.
And there's always a downline. Now, Barry, we have about 30 seconds left. I want to ask one last question. As a diamond medallion, this is very near and dear to my heart. How does Delta decide which medallion members get upgraded?
Well, all in the same level, there's a computer algorithm that figures in how much you paid for your ticket and who was the first to check in.
All right, now, Barry, you and I have been friends for many years. I want you to hack the Delta system and put me at the top of every flight that I'm on. What do you think? Hey, listen, we've been talking to Barry Smith, a retired Delta Airlines customer service rep, giving us the insight of Delta and the new airport here on The Travel Show. Thank you, Barry.
I'm talking with Jake from RoofTech right now. Storm damage all over the place. Jake, they're the roofing experts at RoofTech. What exactly should homeowners do when getting their roofs repaired right now, Jake?
So So, Rod, I think the most important thing they can do is have a professional who understands roofing and roof damage, and that also understands working with their homeowner's insurance, have a professional come out to inspect the roof. Don't just go out in the yard and look up at the roof and, you know, count up a couple of missing shingles. Really, the most important thing they can do before climbing on a roof, putting themselves at risk or otherwise, just have us out to inspect and see what the damage is, and then we can work with them to on where to go from there.
And you have a team specifically set up to repair roofs. Is that right, Jake?
We do. We've got people who can come out and do repairs. We can do replacement. We can work with their insurance company. So we're good at all those things.
All right. And if you want more information.
At Friday, there are a lot of black women who have earned the right to be considered to fill the shoes of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm Lisa Taylor.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
And welcome back to The Travel Show. We're even back on time this segment. I'm Larry Gelwick, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. We'd love to have you join us here on The Travel Show with your questions, your comments, your suggestions. And if you're too shy to come on the air, just talk to Jesus, our producer, and he'll give us the question or comment. That's 888-570-8010. 888-570-8010. We did have Lee in the last segment from Provo call in. Where can you get a COVID test for travel in Utah? John, there's a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the CV Pharmacy at 4600 South Redwood Road here in Utah is giving them. There's
Select
IHC,
Walgreens.
Select Walgreens. Mm-hmm. I think you could Google that, Lee. But what you want to do is check. There's three different types of COVID tests. And what you want to do is check which one is required for where you're going and make sure that that can be done. Now, speaking of COVID tests, again, Lee and Provo talked to us. Kind of interesting, John. United Airlines is doing COVID tests for their flight San Francisco to Hawaii. Yes. At the airport.
Yes, at the San Francisco airport, they are doing it there. It's going to be the quick rapid test and the correct one that you need to get in there. And so that would be an option.
Yeah, they call it a rapid test. The most frequently requested is the PCR test. Now, here's what doesn't make sense to me is United, it's a 15-minute test you do right at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, I don't know, you'd have to check with United. I guess you get your money back if you can't go.
Yeah.
But they are charging $250 per person.
Yeah.
Kathy Pickett, in one of the great travel agents there at Columbus, had a family of 16 that wanted to go this winter, January, February, mm-hmm. to Hawaii. And they said, well, we'll just get the test at the airport. And Kathy said, well, you can do that, but it's $250. Yeah. And he said, oh, 16 people, $250. That's not too bad. That's about $15 a person. No, no. Mm-hmm. $250 per person. United will also email you a self-collection kit. That's $80. Mm-hmm. $80. And you do it 10 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Hawaii is working with Kaiser Permanente clinics and hospitals and the CVS pharmacies. They're going to do a test. It's $140 a person. Now, you know I love Hawaii.
Yes.
I'm planning to go there, Kathy and I, in early December. And they will require a negative COVID test. I am not going to pay $250 for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay 140. I'm not going to pay 80. That's got to be changed sometime, John.
Yeah, it does. And Hawaii is set to open October 15th, and it looks like it's really going to happen this time. The governor has signed off on it.
It's been rolling.
And so I think we're really going to open October 10th, or October 15th.
A couple of reminders. Folks, we have a huge listening audience. Our broadcast footprint, since we're syndicated, is all or parts of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, and Nevada. Will you do me a personal favor? I'm really trying to get serious with a YouTube travel channel. And many of you have signed up, but many of you have put it off. Can you just help me out? It's youtube.com/getawayguru. And if you can't remember that, go to youtube.com and in the search bar, put getaway guru. And I'm putting one or two videos out there. Would you please subscribe? Remember the big three. Hit the subscribe button. And then there's a little bell. Think of the Liberty Bell. You click on that and click on all notifications, which means you'll get a notification when I post a new video. When you sign in to YouTube, it will show you in the upper right-hand corner, you have a notification, one of my new videos. So number one, subscribe. Number two, turn on all notifications. That's the bell. Number three is if you like the video, there's a thumbs up at the bottom. Just that's a like. Just give me a thumbs up. And if you don't like it, keep your opinion to yourself.
Don't put the hands.
Yeah. Don't put the thumb down.
Yes.
Okay. But please, please, please help me out with this. YouTube does not take you serious until you get at least 1,000 subscribers, which we do. But you have to have at least 4,000 cumulative hours of people viewing your video. And I'm not there yet. It's doing very well, but I'm not. I need your help. The other thing I want to remind you is this Thursday, October the 1st, I will be conducting, along with AMA Waterways, a special webinar, Egypt and the Secrets of the Nile. And the webinar is fascinating, informative. It's free of charge, of course, but you have to register. And John, where can we register for Egypt and the Secrets of the Nile?
ColumbusVacations.com.
Now, when you get to the homepage, you just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the cruise specials.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a Nile River cruise and a combined land tour. It's right. A great land tour. We're staying in Cairo at the Four Seasons Hotel. Now, does it, Carlos, you've been there.
Yes.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Excellent hotel. The best.
It is the best. And we have private tours. We're doing a lot of things that really aren't open to the common to the general public. Some of it's because of the cost. The tomb of Queen Nefertari. These things, you go into that tomb, and most people don't go to it because it's $125 per person to get in. That's included in our tour. But the paint is so brilliant, it looks like it's wet.
Hmm.
You know, it's absolutely... I have a fascination with Egypt. We'll see all of the usual things, the expected things, the pyramids, the Sphinx, the temples of Luxor and Karnak, but we do so many out of the ordinary things. Now, the pyramids of Egypt, interesting about them, they were not built by slaves. Don't be thinking of the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston and the slaves building the pyramids. They were not built by slaves. They were built by skilled workers, and there's three great pyramids in Giza, which is kind of a suburb of Cairo. Cairo has been the capital of Egypt for over 1,000 years. It's the largest, the greater Cairo area is the largest city in the Middle East, largest city in Africa. But you get out to Giza, and there were three pyramids built from 2550 B.C. to 2490 B.C., and they are not. They serve a religious purpose. That's just 60 years for these great pyramids. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit later in this hour about Sacsayhuaman in Peru, how they moved 20-ton stones.
Yes.
Well, how did they move these massive blocks to build these three pyramids on three of them in 60 years? They serve as a religious purpose and, of course, are the tombs of three different pharaohs. It's interesting, most of the pyramid is solid, but there is an antechamber in the middle, and there is a kind of a secret passageway. And I've actually been to the antechamber of the Great Pyramid. You have to crouch down a little bit, and this long secret tunnel. And yeah, we'll take you there too. and you go right standing in the middle of the antechamber. Now, you've seen the Sphinx, haven't you, John?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And they are like a spiritual guardian. You notice that the Great Sphinx of Giza, it's a lion's body with a male head, and it's a form of a powerful sun god and protector of the temple doors. Now, here's what's interesting about the monuments. Have you noticed that the noses are often missing?
Yes, I have noticed that.
Yeah, there is a story, it's unverifiable, that Napoleon Bonaparte actually shot the nose off the Sphinx. But one of the reasons that as conquerors came in, they removed the noses, think of the breath of life, the book of breathings. That was an ancient manuscript, the book of breathings. What is life? It's breath. And where do we breathe?
Our nose.
Through the nose. And so it was to desecrate this and put to rest these Egyptian gods. Oftentimes the nose would be hacked off or shot off because then the statue spirit could not breathe and it would die.
Uh-huh.
Very, very, it's amazing. You know, also, who is one of the most famous Egyptians other than Cleopatra the VII?
King Tut.
Yeah, King Tutankhamun, of course, is famous, was a minor king, I was about to say set apart as the pharaoh, coronated as the pharaoh
when he was crowned
when he was 9 years old, only ruled for 10 years, and was killed. They think he was assassinated.
He was poisoned at age
19. But Cleopatra the VII, one of the most famous Egyptians, was actually Greek. She was not Egyptian at all. With that, you know, it's very interesting that the Egyptians believed in an afterlife. And they believed that the second self, our second person, our Christians would call it our spirit, was called Ka. We'd spell it K-A. And then the Ka, or the spirit, or the afterlife, lives in every person. And when we die, the Ka goes on to enjoy what they call eternal life. You know, I think next week, Dan Hone is going to be coming back to visit us, and we're going to talk about the passage of the Ka from mortality into the afterlife. It's very fascinating that you come up to a guardian. There's a veil right there. And I'll bring pictures of hieroglyphics to the office to show you this. You come up to a veil and you put your hand through the veil and the person will ask you questions about your life and things. And then you pass through this veil. And it's absolutely fascinating, this process that the Egyptians believed in. Well, anyway, do join me, the Getaway Guru. I'll be joined by Brandon Oscarson of AMA Waterways. We'll talk about the cruise. We'll talk about the trip to Egypt. It'll be March of 2022. The webinar, free, is this Thursday, October the 1st, 7 o'clock. But you have to register at columbusvacations.com. When we come back into our last segment, I don't know where the time has gone. I want you to talk briefly about Sacsayhuaman, how they moved 20-ton stones there in Cusco. And we'll be inviting Connie Davis of the Travel Broker, a dear friend, to talk about what is the latest in passport applications and is it possible right now to jump the line? All that and more here on The Travel Show.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D, like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading. But instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more, all through a single app.
With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com and sign up now. That's Scribd.com. Scribd.com.
Hello, Salt Lake. It's Glenn Beck. And if you're thinking about selling your home, I found out the hard way how important it is to find the right agent with an aggressive marketing plan that's designed to attract the greatest number of buyers. The wrong choice results in leaving money on the table or worse, not selling your home for a season. So I've done a lot of the research for you. Call the one agent with the most innovative marketing in the greater Salt Lake area. His name is Joshua Stern of KW Salt Lake City, Keller Williams Realty. Now, rather than simply listing your home on the MLS, Joshua has designed an accelerated demand program where he spends thousands on marketing every single month. In fact, if your home doesn't sell at the price and the deadline that you both agree to, Josh is just going to buy it. And if your situation changes, he'll let you out of the contract. Make the call today that I would make. If I was selling my home in Salt Lake, I'd call Joshua Stern. The number is 801-444-91.
Right now, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen, and you'll know.
We have triple discounts, legitimate triple discounts for travel now through the end of February to get that $500 gift certificate that's good at the Charisma Resorts for things that are not included all-inclusive. John, you have to book that by the end of the month.
Yes, by the 30th, which is Wednesday.
So call Monday and just get the details. We're seeing five-star resorts for three-star prices. I also better explain the love of my life, a torrid love affair I talked about in the first hour in Japan. Her name was Gyoza, and I got a text from my wife with Gyoza with a question mark, because she knows the story. It was a torrid love affair, Carlos, who's on the edge of his seat. The love of my life, she still is. Gyoza is a Japanese dumpling, like a pot sticker.
We can send
and
you
I, when I was in Japan, I fell in love with their Gyoza dumplings. I just eat them. Hey, very quickly, before we go to our guest who's on the line with us, you have some tours going to South America, and I wanted you to talk about Sacsayhuaman, and no, I'm not talking dirty there. Sacsayhuaman is one of the marvels of the world.
Yeah, my tour is on the 5th. This is fine because I have changed the dates, and now we have the 5th of April is a departure of the Empire of the Incas. We have a lot of people sign up, and I think it's going to be a wonderful
tour. Sacsayhuaman.
And we will visit Sacsayhuaman. You know, Sacsayhuaman is a fortress with these huge stones. How big are those stones?
Well, some of those stones, John, are 20 ton, and they were built. When was the fortress built? What year?
Well, it's
century?
About the 15th.
About the 15th century. So 500 years ago, those joints are fitted so tightly, you can't even stick a pin through them after 500 years. And most of our homes are falling apart after 20 years with
but
that.
You know, interesting enough, this place is used for the Inti Raymi Festival.
Which is a native festival.
It's a native festival every June 24th.
Yep. Hey, listen, you can get all the details of Carlos' South America tours, the expert, at columbusvacations.com. Right now, I want to go to one of my favorite guests. She's been with us before, Connie Davis, who is the owner of the Travel Broker, who does passport and visa services. You've used Connie, haven't you?
Well, you know what? Connie has been wonderful. I remember my passport being expired in like a week or before a week, and she got me a passport in 3 days.
She does it.
Miracle. She's a miracle worker.
Carlos, better your passport expired than you expired. No, Connie Davis!
I have two now.
Welcome to the Travel Show, Connie.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, the Travel Broker, which is absolutely the number one service for passports and visas, during this pandemic time, passport applications came to a standstill. So first of all, how many passport offices that process applications are there in the country?
There's 27.
And they are in a phase now, phase one, phase two, and phase three. Would you explain what those phases represent?
Sure. Phase one is when they just have very limited staff and they're going through the applications in the order they're received, even if it was like last April. And then they're just trying to get caught up, but it's a limited staff only. Phase two, most of the staff will return and they'll continue processing applications that maybe they've received in the last 2 to 3 months. And then phase three is when they'll have all the staff back. And when they're in that phase, then people like us that are expediters are able to expedite documents.
So we're
passports.
You know, Carlos talked about that you got him a passport in 3 days. That's expedited. They are not expediting right now. Is that correct?
That's correct. The only thing they expedite for are life and death emergencies, and you have to have proof of that and have a relation.
Right, and you have to actually, you can't just tell them, oh, my mother's ill. You have to provide some real documentation. How long are passport applications taking right now, Connie?
Well, from what we've heard back from people that have gone ahead and tried to submit it, about some of them get them back in 2 months. However, I know of a family that they got their children's back, but theirs aren't back yet, and they all applied at the same time. So I would say right now, you better plan on 2 to 3 months.
And you want to plan ahead. And we've got about 30 seconds left. Very briefly, what services do you provide, and how do our listeners get a hold of the travel broker?
They can call our office and leave a message, or they can email to Marnie, M-A-R-N-I, at thetravelbroker.com, and she will keep them updated as the process. And this is a thing they haven't given any definite dates to the individual.
But we'll be coming back. We're talking to Connie Davis of The Travel Broker, the best visa and passport service in the country. Thank you, Connie, for joining us. Enjoy your time in Bear Lake and drink a raspberry milkshake for me. Hey, we'll see you next week.
I sure will.
Thanks,
Larry.
On the Travel Show.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 801-935 at